And Daf Hey Yamed Aleph, the top Tosfos, the Gemara asked Akasha, Laman de Yoma Heilech Pota, Kro Amai Itzterech. Why do you need a Pasuk to tell us that Heidos Karka is Pota from a Shvuim, Alt Karka Tepek Lei, that it's Pota Alt Heilech? And that the Gemara said, two terutzim, neither posik when the Hedos Kark is not Halech, Chofa Baboiris is Sichin and Ma'oris, he's returning him a Mekulkul Dike Kark, and there's a concept of the Mekark, Reyuke Kark, or you need the posik by Hedos Kalem and Kviris Karkois. The Maram Shif explains that Tosfos had a kasha, the pashtus of the Mishnah in Shavuos, it would seem that the miut of karke was said by hoide b'miktzes karke v'kofar b'miktzes karke. That's the mashmois of the Mishnah. The karke einish boin al karkois means hoide b'miktzes karke v'kofar b'miktzes karke. So with this, we'll understand Tosfos kasha. So Tosfos asks as follows: Taima gam leman da oma heilech chayiv. Afilu yehod heilech is chayiv. Amay itzrech kro lemuuti obekarke leishayech mishtamet. That means Tosfos asks if I need a posik for idos karke and kviras karke. So by kviras karke, there is a problem. By every kviras karke, lechera yevaklal, in other mayis, is, let's say, there's two karkois. There's a karke mitzofen, a karke in dorem. He's made in the karke in tzofen, that belongs to you. The karke in dorem is koifer. So be'etzim, there's a svore, ein other mayis, it's makir b'shikroi. So there'd be a svara to say, so manufshich, if I'm a liar and I'm an azasponim, so I could have been a kaifa hakel. Am I saying the truth on this second karka? Am I not saying the truth? If I'm a liar, so I'm azasponim. Say if amigo, I could have been a kaifa hakel. So be'emison the gemara in before, and the Gimel Amid Beis said, on this kasha, it could be Yitaka liar. That you are Kaifer in half, is that is because Ishtamutikam Ishtamet. Ishtamutikam Ishtamet, really, you'd want to pay. You want to pay, but Ishtamutikam Ishtamet. That is why. So it's really not a kvira. If you're a kaifa hako, you're take, then it's not ishtemuti kamishtamet. But if he's made the b'mitzvah, I say that the other 50 that he's kaifa, he's take not a meis ponim, he really intends to pay also, he's only mishtamet for the present time. So this concept of ishtamuti kamishtamet is applicable only by money. By money, it makes sense that, as might I owe you 50. What's with the other 50? I don't owe you the other 50. But since you hear from me that I owe you, so we say the other 50, the reason he's kaifa is because he wants to stall for time. A kaifa hakel is not ishtamuti kamishtamet. Fine. So you don't have a migu. But my the mitzvah to be a kaifa hakel, it's a migul dahose. But by karke, we have two karkois. We have a karke mitzofen and a karke bedorim. So he's made in the karke and tzofen, and the karke and dorim, the karke is here. The karke is here. He said, no, this karke is mine. Now, by this karke, the karke and dorim, there's no concept of shtemuti kamishtamet. Why are you kaifa in this karke? So, it's makke b'shikre. So al kochach you're an azasponim. You tell me in my face that this karke, does not belong to you. The concept of shtemuti kam mishtamet is not applicable. So what can you kaifa? So you're nasus ponim. So if you're nasus ponim, you have a migu of a kaifa haku. So Tosfos asks, why did the Gemara only chepe? If you hold heilach is chayev, if you hold heilach is pot, I'm sorry. So why do you need a miut by hoide b'mitzvah skalke and kofa b'mitzvah skalke that you put out skalke? Typically, hoide skalke is heilach. Fact Tosfos afilo heilach is chayev, but the kvire is not ishtamuti kom ishtamut. You can't be mishtamut by karke. The karke is here. So al kochoch yonazus ponim. If I'm kaif, I say this karke belongs to me, yonazus ponim. So if yonazus ponim, you have amigo, could have been a kaif arakel. So the kasha is not only if you hold heilach is potter. By haidoas karke and kvire's karke, there's a kasha, but you hold heilach is chayim, there's still a problem. Because he shouldn't have to swear, because since the concept of ishtemuti kam ishtamet is not applicable by a kalke, she's amigo kevin a kaifer akel. That's Tosfos kasha teime. Gam leman de yom ahele chayev, amai itzterich kro limbute, why do you need a posek to be memayev kakois? Aber karke loy shayech mishtamet. It's not shayech to say that he's mishtamet by the karke. The karke is here, so why is he koifas akochach? He's an azus ponim. So memeli as amigo can bin a koifar hakel. V'chein perish li lekamo. And the Ri says, further the same concept, that by karke, you don't have the concept of mishtamet. V'chi koifer b'mitzvah karke. Now this goes back to the kasha. So therefore, v'chi koifer b'mitzvah karke. If the Mishnah says that karke is nismayit by hoide b'mitzvah karke and koifer b'mitzvah karke, so the Gemara should ask a kasha. Why do you need a miyut al karke? He should be nemen al migu. V'chi koifer b'mitzvah karke poteru. The name no mitam de no de meyes. Given lo yishayachoch ish temuti kam mishtamet. That is Tosfos kasha. So if the Mishnah is speaking about, the Gemara later says different akimtas are by the Mishnah. It's speaking about hoide bekeilem bekofa bekarke. But in the havamin of the Gemara, that it's speaking about hoide bekarke bekofa bekarke, so I have the kasha libe de kulam. Why do I need a mit of karke type clay that he should be nemon alt migu? Bishem agam be karke shaych tzas ishti muti kam mishtamet. So Tais says maybe by karke there's also a concept of ishti muti kam mishtamet. Why? Kishemo mishkino. Maybe he was memashkin this karke to somebody else. It means like this. There were two karkois. A karka tzofen and a karka dorem, which in Yesoid, they belong to Shimon. Both of these karkas belong to Shimon, and maybe they were lent to Reuven for a certain amount of time. Now the time passed, and now Shimon comes to them, give me back both karkois. So Shimon says, you're right, the Dorum karka is yours, and the Tzofen karka, you never lent it to me, it's my karka. So Tosfos asks, so there's no inyan of mishtamet. So Tosfos says, there's an inyan of mishtamet. Could be this Reuven had borrowed money, and the way of paying up the choiv to Levi was by saying, you use this karka for 5 years, and then you'll pay up, and then mutat the choiv will be paid up. So Memele, he needs this karka and tzofen to pay up the chayv. Now, but he intends, he hopes to get money, and he'll give the slavey the money and will return the karka. But at the present time, he cannot tell him what's happening because he doesn't have the money to pay up Levi, and Levi the vile is sitting on the karka. So the concept of ishtemuti kam ishtamet is applicable by karka. So that's Tosfos Teretz. The Gemara asked, if you hold Heilech is Potter, why do you need a Pasuk to tell me that Heidos Karke is Potter? Typically it's Heilech. Tema, like Tosfos, Oleke Kro Miyuter Lamuti Karkois. There's no Pasuk that says Karke is Potter. Elo Michlal Uprat Uklau Matinilu. We're memayit, there's a klal prat, a klal by shvue, memayit shtoris, we're memayit karke. So memayle, if you'll tell me, I don't have to be memayit karke, I know karke is potter because eile, so I won't be memayit karke. I mean, there's no special miyut on karke. We learn that from a klal prat, a klal, that everything that's not dumyit the prat, is nismayek. So you need a davar shegufay moment, davar metalto. But there's a prat. You need dumye the prat. If lemaise, you tell me that you know karke is nismayet without the klal prat the klal, fine. So I won't be memayet karke with the klal prat the klal. Say karke is potter because heilich is potter. Now why do you need the klal prat the klal? For shtoris. It's not gufay moment. So Tosfos answers, the Gemara's kash is not on the Pasuk. On the Pasuk, you're 100% right. The Pasuk is a klal prat a klal. Could be, I don't need it for kark, I need it for shtoris. The kash lay my itzterich tane lemelev karkois miklal prat. The tane says, einish boin ala karkois from the klal prat a klal. Even the Heilach Potter, so the Kash is on the Tane. Why did the Tane have to bring this limud for Kalke if you hold Heilach is Potter? So I'll know automatically that the Kalke is Nismayis. Why did the Tane have to bring the meat? On the Pasuk there's nicha no Kash, but on the Tane there's a Kash. Vim toim aleim itzach limutim mishmua day dechot. So if the whole kash is on the Tane, maybe the Tane that says Einish boin ala karkois on a klal prat a klal, he means shvus eidecha. By shvus eidecha, taki need a miyut of karke. By moide b'mitzis, there's a noch aptur of heilach. But by shvus eidecha, so there could be that by shvus eidecha need a miyut of karke. Yeshlaim mishum de masnisen den ich boin al kakois mayri bishvud bei de mitzvos de mishne speaking about bishvud mei de mitzvos and the tan and the mishne says that shvud mei de mitzvos you don't swear on kakois because there's a klal prat a klal and that the gemara is asking why did the tan have to say by shvud mei de mitzvos it's nismay from a klal prat a klal typically it's hailer. Inami, so the Gemara says, not a third, the Toanu, Kalim, Vikarkois, that he was Teveya, two Sugay Momen, he was Teveya, Kalim, and Karkois, and he was Moide, Vikalim, and Kaifa, Vikarkois, and the Kalim, and Ahelach. This is Gewaldic. Mihoche Mashme, the Toanu, Chitim, Usaoirim, Vahoide, Vechot, Mehem, if the Tvir was on two different types of commodities, and there was a heidor on one of them and a kfir on the other one, the chayim, that's called heidor miminataina, as long as you are moide to one of the commodities that the teveya was teveya. The davke keil v'kakois potter, ochitim v'seirim chayim, v'chein sovri shmul v'rab yechnen l'chad lishnepek shvus adayon. Now let us learn further. Toshma. The Tani Rami Barchome, Abo Shoimrim Tzrichin Kfire Bemikzes Voido Bemikzes. Now, let us just give a little hakdome. In the Parsha, in Parshas Mishpotim, there's four Parshas that speak about the Dalet Shoimrim, Shemechinam, Shemesh Socher, Ashoil, and Asoicher. Now, by Hashem Achinom, it says, "V'nikrav balabayis alolhimim leisholach yodei b'mleches chayayu." So, Rashi learns pshat that means he swears he was not sheleach yad. The Shemah swears he was not sheleach yad. That means we have here a scenario that the mafki tells them, "Where's my pore? Oh, your pore was stolen." Hashem Achinom,
a pot of gneiva. So when the pora was stolen. So he says, so you have to swear, maybe you were shaleich yad in the pora. You were shaleich yad in the pora. You used the pora, you chayiv an anonsin already. So just swear you weren't shaleich yad. This shvue of shlichis yad, it goes by a shem echinom, by a shem esochel, by a shoyel, if the shoyel says meisam achmas malochet. You only put these peturim if you want shalech yad. If you're shalech yad, you're a gazlan, you have to pay. So one of the basic shvuas that all shaymrim swear is v'nikra balabayis alim im leisholach yodim im leches reyeh. He swears he wasn't a shalech yad. He didn't use the pekot. Fine. Now, in the parsha of shaymachinam, it's also mentioned ki huze, which means amoyde b'miktzus. That means ki huze means that he's teveye him a certain amount. He says, no, this amount I owe you, not the whole thing you're teveye. So stuck, put in the parsha of shaymrim, there's amoyde b'miktzus also. Now there's a whole sugya in Baba Kamet. If this Maida B'mitzis really belongs in Parshas HaShemrim, others hold, Erev Parshas Shanukam. Maida B'mitzis is nothing to do with Shavuos HaShemrim. A Shemer, when a Shemer comes to Besdin, he has to make one Shavuot, Lo Shalachti Boyad. Maybe I gave him a Porah, he comes to Besdin, the Porah was stolen, so you have to swear, Shlo Shalachti Boyad. That's it, that's Shavuos HaShemrim. Hi, it says, ki uzeh, there's a moida b'mitzvah, that doesn't belong here. Hey, reparshi shanokan, it belongs by halvom kesef talva. So then, that is one mahalach in the Gemara in Baba Kamet. Rami Bar Chome says, no. Rami Bar Chome says, no, it wasn't a mistake that moida b'mitzvah was put in. Every shvuas hashaimrim only swears if there were three poros. That's the only time a shomer swears. Watch out, three poros. The poros that he gave him, three poros, and he comes now, the mafkid comes to the nifkat, give me back the three poros. So he makes a cheshbon and nefesh. Well, this pora take, pora aleph, I owe you. You're right. I'll give it back to you. And I'm waiting. Pora beis, you never gave me pora beis. So I returned it to you. So there's a idon pora aleph, pora beis, He's a koifer, so there we have a meita b'mitzvahs. Ki huzeh, ayoye porah, porah aleph, not porah beis. Porah gimel was never stolen. And this is the parsha of shvuas hashaimrim, and halach is, so you have to swear on porah beis, your meita b'mitzvahs, you said porah aleph, you owe, and you say porah beis, you return, so you have to swear on porah beis, alt meita b'mitzvahs, and you have to swear on Pora Gimel Shlo Shalachti Yad B'mleches Chayeyu. That is pshat in the parsha. So Rami Bar Chome said, a shomer only swears when there's three poros and there's a combination of a moide b'mitzis and a tainis nignav or a tainis nenso, and on that, on the third poros, he says, well, I shalachti boyad. But if there's only one par and he says nigda v'nensa, there's no shvu whatsoever. Finish, that's Rami Bachar. So let's start making a cheshbon and nefesh. So if every shomer, the parsha of shvus shomer is only speaking about with three paras, so let's make a cheshbon. So the first parah, he's moide. Oh, that's halach. The first parah is moide, that means I'm moide. You gave me a parah. It's shalach b'chomokim show wherever it is. It's yours. So that's halach. I'm not paying you something. It's your parah. So according to Rami Bachome, that every shomer needs, in order to swear anything, you need a shvuas moide b'mitzvahs plus and a shvuah of shalachti boyad. There's no shvuas moide b'mitzvahs by three parahs. Because the parah that is made is halach. That is going to be the Gemara's kash. Toshma. The Tani Rami Bachom Abba Shaimrim Tzrichin Kfira B'mitzes Baido B'mitzes Shemachinam V'ashoyel Noisei Socha V'asoycha. Heichidomi lav da omalei heilach. So if you need a moide be mitzvah, kriva mitzvah, vaydo be mitzvah, so it's heilach. Now let us see Rashi. Dalde chomri, so Rashi says, shvue ha'amura behem, b'shei mechinam shenigna beimenu, b'shei mesocha shenenso, b'shei shamei samachmas meloche. Zrichin kvira be mitzvah, vaydo be mitzvah. Kvira lehavia ella be kaifa mamish. Is kaifa, I vehemently disagree with you. I lay hay it for me, I lay, he never gave me such a poem. I exarti loch, or I returned to the body. That's a tight kvira. Hay do lehavam, kain hay de mamish, yesh le be yode. Hay de means, hay de be mitzvah, bekava be mitzvah. Hay de means, you're right, I have it, she yesh le be yode. I have one poem of yours. Shechayv lahadzalem, we have to return it to you. Nimtza, so according to Rami Bachame, Nimtza, she'ein chiyev shvus Hashem rimbo elim kein toan sholosh poris. He was toying sholosh poris. Ba'achas kofaloi. One, he said, he never gave me that poem. O ba'achas oidaloi, she'yesh nebiyodai. One, I'm oidatak, I have to give it back to you. Bashlishis aimbalay nenso, oyim shemachinamu, aimbalay bishlishis nignavo, dechayim oleo shvura hamure beparsho shloi sholach yodim emleches chayeyu, and the third part is a din of nignavo nenso, and that he swears he wasn't shalech yad. Deilu shvua de kvire, einzu shvua hamure bishoimrim, that what he's kaifa, that's not the shvua, the nikra balabayis alim loy sholach yodim umleches layeyu. So that's not the shvua hamure bishoimrim, or belatik, period. So kvire is kvire, and then there's a shvua shashlachti boyad. Or belav kvire, if there won't be a idon kvire, nami loy techai ve shvua shoimrim, he's not chayv to swear the shvua shoimrim. This is what I owe you, not what you're being tevei. That's a task he used. Not everything you're being tevei for me, only this I owe you. There's a man that says this key that does not belong in parshas in mishpatim by the shomrim. V'chiksiv ki yozeh alav, ashe mechinem d'chsiv gabay koi, aleim kesef talve, v'ashmin en haitan, de b'shoimre nami b'in en kvira v'aydo, so Rami Bachome says, no, that by shomim yosun en kvira v'aydo, v'ashvu amur b'parshe, al pore shlishes, and dem lo sholach yodoi, speaking about the third pore. Heichi domei pore shalado, so what is the case of pore shalado? Lav the kai mekamon that the pore is here, ba'omalei kechena b'chamokim shehi, and he says you can take it. It's yours. It's wherever it is, it's yours. Da'hainu heilach. Here we see from Rashi by a pekodin wherever it is, that's called heilach. No, it's not mechusa gevaina. It's yours wherever it is. That's called heilach. Nidach. Meisala Boines Falehunish Bashwus Hashem. Psal Kaponim, let's get back to the Gemara. Heichi Domi, Lav the Omalei Heilech. So the Gemara says Loi. The Omalei, he told him, the scenario is as follows. Gimel Poris Mosarti Loch. The Mavkit says, I gave you Gimel Poris. Umeisu kulu bepshi, and all of them died bepshi. So you owe me now money for the three poris. Varma loy ihu, and the Shema says, Choda loy hayud varmi oilam. That's the pora of kfire. Vachoda meisa boines. That's the pora that I swear, shloy shalach yodoi. So I'm pot anonsim, I'm a Shema socha. V'chado meisa b'bshir. One of them, you're talking right. Was talking meisa b'bshir. The be'ina shlumilach. You're right. I have to pay you for one pora. You're moneying me money for three poras. You said all three died b'bshir and you're moneying me money for three poras. So I got news for you. I only money for pora aleph. That was meisa b'bshir. That's not aleph. I owe you money.
Pora Beis is La'adam, and Pora Gimel was Nenson, Lo Shalachti Boyad. Zot Rashi, Eichid, So my answer is no, that the par of Aido is speaking about, that one was Mesa Bibshia. Let us see Taisvis. Shemachinam, now let us say a shtikel hakidome, what bothered Taisvis. Taisvis is going to say a teretz, but before we see the teretz, let us understand the kasha. Rami Bachome said that all Abba Shaimrim have to be a Maida Bemitzis and a Shvush Shlachti Bayot. And then Rami Bachome enumerates the Dalit Shaimrim, Shaimachinam, Hashoyo, Naisei Socha, Bahasecha. So Taisus had a kasha. Why didn't Rami Bachome enumerate the Shaimrim like the Pasuk enumerates them? In the Chumash it says Shem Echinam, Shem El Socha, Hashoyel, and Hashocher. And then the Psi says a Psa different. Why did he say a Psa different say that? Shem Echinam, Hashoyel, Naisei Socha, Vasoicha. Why did he change the Seid of the Psukim? That's Taisvah's Kasa. So Taisvah says like this. Because these are a set. Shem Echinam, Potter, Mikoil, Chutz mipshia, Shemachinam is pot on everything, besides pshia. Shoyel, v'shoyel, chayel v'koyel, chutz mimeisa machmas melocha. V'naisei socha, v'hasoicha, v'mitzas chay, v'mitzas pota. So memele, the Tanda went and put them in a category. Those who are potah mikoyel, those who are chayel v'koyel, and those who are potah v'mitzas and chayel v'mitzas. That's why he said the Seidah. Look, Kach tonu keseida ze, bloishono keseida ksibos. Fine. Vim toima, amai loy makshe mikamo mishnayis. That means that he understood, according to Rami Bachome, the whole parsha speaking about three poris, and the poris are alive and befoneinu. So it's Heilech. So he says, no, it's speaking about the Poris are not alive. And he said, Poshata boyin. That's the case. Amai loy maksha, why do we have to ask from Rami Bachome? Al Rami Bachome loim pshat in the Posik. Amai loy maksha mikame mishnayis. Vizeh oimer adaziz, vizeh oimer adachaloin. That means Zaimar Adaziz Bizaimar Adachaloin. So the Shailas we're speaking about a Nifkat. We are speaking about a Nifkat and the Nifkat. The Mafkid says, I gave you an Oitzer that there was true up to disease, this something that was projecting, a shelf. And he says, no, it was only up to a Chaloin. So it might have been Mitzvah. That means everyone agrees, I gave you an Oitzer full of true. The Shaila was, how full was it? He says, a disease. He says, a Chaloin. So we learned this Mishnah. So he says, it's a Zaita, a Shaila of Halach. L'chayre pshat in the Mishnah is that the Tvuah is still there. He's returning the Tvuah. But he says, listen, I gave you Tvuah Adaziz. There's only, you're returning Adachaloi. He says, oh, that's how much you gave me, Adachaloi. So later it's Halach. That's one Mishnah. There's another Mishnah saying, Masnissen, Vasar Gefanim, the Shvuah is also, he's running a certain, I gave you Vasar Gefanim. Masnis and Dasheil, the same as Shula, the same as Chula, the Magib Pekodin, the Halachu. Why did the Gemara ask Epis from Rami, the way Rami Bachome Zepshat in the Posik? Let's say this is a Mishnah, the Pasha is a Mishnah speaking about Halach, it's Ben. Well, answer, it's not Halach. But Al Kaponim, why did he ask from Rami Bachome? We answer the same type of a term.
He wants to ask Mikol Dalet Shemrim. Now that's Mipshat and Teis Fisteretz is as follows. To ask from a Mishnah, that means, there's a Mishnah, the Mishnah says, Zayma, the Zizam Echleimen, speaking about it's Ben, Adachalain is Ben, so it's Hele. We have a Kasha from you on a Mishnah, from a Mishnah. Fine. That's one type of a Kasha. He wanted to ask from a Parsha in the Torah. Shvuas HaShemrim is only applicable with a Maida B'mitzvahs. That's according to Rami Bachomer. And every Maida B'mitzvahs is three Poris, which is Heilach. So I'm not asking from a Dirk of a Mishnah, I'm asking you from a Parsha of Dalet Shemrim. Every Shemrim has to be a Maida B'mitzvahs, and that comes out with Gimel Poris. That's what he has from the Parsha, and not from a lotion of a Mishnah. Toshma, let's learn further the Gemara. Tetoni avur de Rebbe Apturiki le de Rabchia Kamaise. The father of Rebbe Apturiki said, according to Rabchia Kamaise, that means we had two members of Rabchia. The first member of Rabchia was Hados Eidem Ischaye. Second member is Heilach Ischaye. So, the father of Rabbi Apturiki said, according to Rabchia, the din will be monali biyotcho. Reuven comes over to Shimon, you owe me a monah. I don't owe you anything. And Adam says he owes 50 zuz. So he told over a baraisa. And this baraisa is akasha and rabchia kamaisa. He says, avuad rabatrik is at over a baraisa, which is akasha and rabchia kamaisa. Now, what does it say in the Baraisa? The Baraisa says as follows. Such a case. Reuven is mourning from Shimon, among 100 zuz. And he's married in 50 zuz. So the Baraisa says, and Adam come, no, I'm sorry, that might be, the Adam come and say he owes 50 zuz. Yochel, so the Baraisa is speaking about this case. Yochel Yishova Alashah, that he swears, and thus Adam should swear, Talmud Loima al kol aveda asher yoimar ki huze. When the Pasuk speaks about hados miktsas, the Pasuk says asher yoimar, he said, this is what I owe you. Why did the Pasuk say asher yoimar? Hados eidem is also good. So why did the Pasuk speak moide b'mitzas that he said I owe you? Hashem Kiyuzah, that means you're mourning this X amount. No, I only owe you this. But the Pasuk says the case that he is Moida, Ashayayma Kiyuzah. So the Baraisa says, Aloi dos piv ato mechayvoi, yato mechayvoi ala dos eidim. That's what the Baraisa says. The Pasuk was Moiridik Meduyik. The Pasuk was Meduk. Why when the Pasuk, if the Yisod Hashvua is that someone is Taiveya Amone, and there's a Birur on half, either Al-Tzaydo, Saidim, you have to swear. So why did the Pasuk explain how I found out about the half? Asha Yoyma Kiyuzer. Let the Pasuk say, Vinoida Kiyuzer. How did we find out? Why did the Torah have to say an explicit case that he's a Moide B'mitzvahs Asher Yoyma Kiyuzer? He was Moide. So the Baraisa says, oh, this Pasuk is teaching us not like Rabchia Kamaisa. Rabchia Kamaisa said that there is a Chiyuv Shvua Filo by Dos Eidem also. No. The Pasuk says, Asher Yoyma Kiyuzer. That you have a door of the door of the Baal Dovo, but a door Satan will not help. Fine. Zok the Gemara. So this was a baraisa that the father of Rabbi Apturiki said over, and this is Akasha and Rabchi. So the Gemara says, Entschuldigung, Masnisa Karomis Alei de Rabchiyah. You're asking a kasha from a baraisa and Rabchiyah? Rabchiyah Tano Polik. A baraisa. Big deal. He's a Tana. He disagrees with the baraisa. I mean, there's a baraisa that says that is memayit that Hados Eidem is Potter, Rabchiyot. Hados Eidem is Chayim. Fractigma, Entschuldigung. The Baraisa doesn't say he's tamazay an opinion that a dos eidem is potter. The Baraisa brings down a posik. Asher yoimar ki yuzer. That the Hido has to come to his amire, to a dos pit. And for the Gemara, ahu lemoide mixes hataine. It says, Asher Yoima Lemoide Mikzas Hataina. Now let us see Rashi. Perhaps we can say a shtickle beer in the Shakla Vatai of the Gemara. Toshma, the Tony Abu the Rabbi Abturiki, Toshma Minot Yufte. From this Baraisa we'll have Akasha and Rabchia. Abchiyah kamaisa, koyma toshma, abchiyah kamaisa, toma leo shloitei dos pit doilume dos aidim, ashe yoima, moide loi bemitzis, dis ayoyu, michlal de koypa bemitzis, kosa bu leel mine benikra balabayas alohim, bedashin lekama benikra vleshua. So, the baraisa was medayik, mada ashe yoima, that you need dafke hidos pif. So the Gemara answers that the pasuk is not shver. Ahumi boy leido mitzes the machayve leishvur. The pasuk is coming to tell us that hidos mitzes machayve leishvur. Va'osa hidos eidim inay bekal b'chayim kedelal. The leket klo yaseira the tidrish mino miyuta. So the Gemara answers, no, it's not a miyut. The pasuk is coming to tell us, "Meide bemitzus es chaye." Ados eidem, I know from a kal v'chayme. There's no miyut on a dos eidem. It's just telling us, "Pidos piv," and I know a dos eidem from a kal v'chayme. Now, I'd like to perhaps say a word to. We should understand perhaps a little better what the Makshin held and what Rav Chiya answered. We had mentioned the Makshin had a Mordike Kasha. If the Yisod of Shvuas Moide B'Mitzis is that I know he owes half, so I say Asher Yoimar Ki Huzeh, that he said I owe half, should have said Asher Noida Ki Huzeh, or a better Lashon, should have said a Parva Lashon, that I know he owes half. How do I know? He was made the Adam came and said he owes. It's irrelevant. If Lemaise, there's no difference of Aido and Ado Seidim, so let the Parsha say, Asher Noida Ki Huzeh. Such a Lashon. I say, Asher Yoima Ki Huzeh. Oh, that's a miyut. It's a miyut that afke Aido's Piv is Mechai Veshvur, Ado's Adam is Potoshvur. That was how that's how the Tana of the Baraisa wanted to prove from this posse, Ador Seidem is pot. What did Rav Chiya say? No, the posse is coming to tell us that Moite B'mitzis is Chayev. And Ador Seidem, I know from a Kal V'chayma. So L'chayre, we have a problem. I mean, L'chayre, the Raya was, so why do you talk about Ador, why do you have to, talk about Moide B'mikzis. And I say them, I know from a Kal V'chayim, don't talk about Moide B'mikzis. Say, Asher Noida, Ki Huzeh, finished. No, it says Moide B'mikzis, and I say them from a Kal V'chayim. It could be, there's a Moire de Ketaz, in Cheshe Mishpot, Simen Lamed, Sif Hei, which says a Moire de Kechidish. The Taz says as follows, the Gemara learns out, according to Rav Chiya, that Ados Eidim is Machayev Ashvua from a Kal V'chayim. Now, what's the Kal V'chayim? The Kalvachayimah works with a cheshbon. Madach piv, that is not mechayev a knas, is mechayev a shvuim. Eidim, that's mechayev a knas, about the gibis is mechayev a shvuim. Fine. Zokter Taz, he says, what will be if you have Eidis miyuchedes that is not mechayev a knas? That means like this. Let's talk about first a case of knas, and then we'll talk about reis. We'll come back to shvuah. Let's talk about like this. Let's talk about that. Eid Echad comes to Beznin. I saw that Reuven stole $100 from Shimon. And, so he's chayiv kefil. Chayiv kefil. Fine. This happened Sunday evening. The second Eid comes Tuesday, Monday evening I saw Reuven stole $100 from Shimon. He owes him kefil. Now, I hear from two Eidim that he stole $100. They're different $100. Fine. But I hear from both of them he owes $100. There were two Gnevis, but two Eidim say he owes $100. That's... Does he pay kefil? Because two Eidim say that he owes $100 for kefil. So Tataz, no. This is Eidis Miyuchedes. This is Eidis Miyuchedes. There's two different Eidim. Eidis Miyuchedes, he says he brings down, let's say, by the Stira of a Soite. In order that there should be a Stira, he need two Eidim that she was Nista. If one Eid comes and says that she saw that she was Nista Sunday with Reuven, another Eid comes and says she was Nista Monday with Reuven, she's not called a Soite. You need Eidis miyuchedes does not help by stira. Zok the Taz, Eidis miyuchedes will not help by knas. Fine. Zok the Taz. By moment it helps, but by knas it won't help. Zok the Taz, amur de kechidish. Zok the Taz, now let's go in the case of Hados Eidim. It comes out like this. Shimon says, I lent you $100. Lent you $100. And Reuven, and if I lent Reuven $100. One aide comes and says he saw him borrow $50 Sunday. The other aide says he was made that he borrowed $50. Okay, it's Eidis Miyuchedes. You have Eidis Miyuchedes, they're saying on two different things. The din is he owes $50. But Rabbi Mumen, he owes $50. Zuktetaz, but he won't have to swear on the other 50. Even though I know he owes 50, yen is money, we're talking about, this is the case, I lent you $100 Sunday. One aide says, I saw the halva. The other aide said, you, Reuven, were made it to me, you borrowed Sunday $50. Fine. So, lemaise, I have two aidim that say he owes $50. One knows from Aria, one knows from Shmiya, he heard the Hido. He owes $50. And now yen is money $100. And I have two Eidim that say he owes $50. Zuk Tatas, he won't have to swear on the other 50. Why? Because the whole Shvuah is based on a Kal V'chomer, Madoch Piv, She'enei Mechai V'y Knas, Mechai V'y Shvuah, Eidim She'mechai V'y Knas, Eidim She'mechai V'y Shvuah. Zuk Tatas, so what if I have Eidim that can't be Mechai V'y Knas? So then you can learn out from Piv. The Pasuk says Piv. I'm learning out from a Kal V'chomer. I need a mid of a Kal V'chomer to learn out. But he don't have a Kal V'chomer. Eidis Miyuchedes will not be Mechayev HaShvuah. That is what the Taz says. Even the Ktais brings the two Mems as also the same thing. You need Eidim that are Mechayev Knas. So could be that is the Maskonis HaGemara. The Gemara asked Akasha, if the sky's the limit, it's irrelevant if he's moided that he owes the $50. If Adam came that he owes the $50. So why does it say, Asher Yoimaki, who's that? He says he owes $50. Asher Noidaki, we know that he owes $50. Since it says Asher Yoyma, he held it's a miyut. It's a miyut, Afke Yoyma, and not Eidim. So Rav Chiya answered him, you're right, it's a miyut. It's a miyut. Know what it's a miyut on? It's a miyut on Eidim's miyachedis. Not an Eidim. Eidim, I'll know from a Kalvachayma. That means the Pasuk says Asher Yoyma. In order to know more than Asher Yoyma, you need a miyut of a Kalvachayma. So by Eidim I'll have a Kalvachayma. By Eidim's miyachedis, I won't have a Kalvachayma. So the Pasuk can't say Asher Noida. If it would say Asher Noida, so the din would be, he's chayv Ashur by all cases, but Eidim's miyachedis also. That is why the Pasuk spoke specifically by Eidos Pib, to know Eidos Eidim from a Kalvachayma, to derive from that, the minute you don't have a Kalvachayma, there won't be a Chiyuv Shua. Could be that is Pshat in Rashi, that's Pshat in Rav Chiya. Hayhu mi boy lay Eidos Mixis the Machayv Lashua. The Pasuk wants to tell us, Moide be Mixis is Chayv Lashua. And how do I know more than that? Vosh Yedos Eidim in Nebe Kalvachayma. You have to learn that from a Kalvachayma. Kidilel, the Lekker Kroy Yisei, the Lekker Kroy Yisei, the Tidush mi Nebe Yuta. So Fakel, so the Pasuk is telling us, Eidos Piv, you need a Kalvachayma to learn how to do a Seidim, and the minute you don't have your Kalvachayma, you don't have a Chiyuv Shvua. But the Pasuk said, that's why the Torah they write this Seidah. But a Do Seidim, tak I know from the Kalvachayma. Let us go further. So the Gemara, Sataki is very right, so he's right. The Heder says, Sheyem Akiyuzah. So how did he prove that Rav Chiya is wrong? Amalach ksiv hu uksiv ze. It says, which means the same thing. This is what I owe, or that's what I owe. And that means moide b'mitzvos. Not the way you say. This is what I owe. So it says two cases of moide b'mitzvos. Chad la moide mitzvos ataine. It's coming said Dafke Asheyoima Kihu Asheyoimar Ze, and the second pasuk is coming to tell us that Dafke Yoimar Ze and not Hados Eidim. So it says Ibgechazelt twice made the mitzvahs to be Memayet Hados Eidim. Veidoch Chad Lemoide mitzvahs Atayne. V'chad l'moide mimina tayne. Rav Chiya said, no. The second pasuk is coming to tell us not to be memayet ados eidim. To be memayet, that he has to be moide to what he's being toiveya. That means, tonoi chitim, v'hoideloi besoirim. So he's not being moide in his tviya, so there's no din of shuas moide b'mitzvahs. Ve'idoch, and what does Avud HaPatriki hold? Made me not tiny, less light. It can also have a shvur. So, v'likam glil, this nanton achitim, v'idloi besoirim, potter, v'rab gamlil mechai. Zot Rashi. That's what the Rabbi Turiki says. What does Rashi say? Igores la'el Omar Rav Chiya, Osi Shaper, so Rav Chiya said, so he's saying out himself in his Atana. Afilo Gersin and Toni Rav Chiya, so Toni Rav Chiya means he said a Bereise, Yishleim Adachi Kamad, Afilo Lehav a Bereise, Tano Upog. He got set over from a Bereise, but he personally also is Atana. Vahoida besoirim potter af mina soirim, kedemuchach shili amaniach. Tosis is just saying, how it comes into it, let's not get into that, but Tosis is just saying that Tana Bechid Moibay B'Soyrim, not only is he potter to swear, he's potter to pay for the Soyrim. And there's a few svaris why he's potter. There's a few svaris. I mean, Tana Bechisa, a woman comes over to Hashem, and you know, I lent you a saw chitim. He says, no, it was a saw Soyrim. So one svara is that he's Meshata Nibach. I mean, yeah, chitim you lent me. No, it was Soyrim. That means he's a chitim, I'll say Soyrim, but it doesn't mean anything. So that's not a Hidah. It's just like you're making a ridiculous tviya. I'll make a ridiculous Hidah. But really, I have no intent to be made. There's one Inyan Meshata Nibach. There's another Inyan to say that it's a mechila. That means if he lent him soirim, so why is he only mourning the chitim? He should say that I lent you chitim and soirim. So if he only mourns from him chitim, so that's a raya that he's saying he only lent chitim. Soirim, either he's meichel or he's meidi never lent soirim. And the other one says, no, I borrowed soirim, so soirim is, so there's a mechila on the soirim. So that's why Taisva says over here, that he's potter, even, not only is he potter to swear on the chitim, what he's kaifer, he's potter to pay the soirim. Let us just start the maise vaita. The Gemara says like this, Ahu raye, tava mosri le kol yoyme chiyuse besadi. There was a raye behemis, every day, they gave him over the behemoths. They gave him over the behemoths. There was Edom there. There's 20 behemoths were giving over. Edom saw. He gave him over 20 behemoths. And Taisha says he spoke out, and you return me with Edom also these 20 behemoths. So that means this Roya was, it seems the Baal HaBehemoths didn't trust him. And, and finished. So he always gave it over with Edom, and he told them to give it back with Edom. Fine. And there was never a problem. Chad yoima chad moschilei belei sadi. One day he didn't have Edom. One day he didn't have Edom. So he gave him over, one day he gave him over the behemoths without Edom. Finished. Oy vey. L'saif amal lehu lehoi edvor miyom. He comes back, where's the behemoths? You never gave me any behemoths today. So he's makrish, the 20 behemoths, nothing. Today you didn't give me. Fine. Also sadi, Asidu bei da'ochel tarti minai. Then to Edom came and said, we saw him eat two of the behemoths. That's what we don't know what you gave him, what you didn't give him. But we know two of your behemoths, we saw him, he had a feast, and he was eating two of these behemoths. Omar Rab Zeire, so Rab Zeire said, im ise le de Rab Chiyah kemaise. If we'll paskin like Rab Chiyah. Rab Chiyah says, hados Edom is machayev ha-shvuim. So Memela, this person is a Kaifa Hako. He says, you didn't give me any behemoths. Two Edom say that you ate two of his behemoths. So Memela, in Misel and Rabchia, Kamaisem. If we pass on to Rabchia, Kamaisem, Mishtaba Shah, if to swear on the rest. Zot Rashi, im Ise, Lidrabchie im halacha kemaisai, so he'll have to swear on the rest. Omar le'abaye im ise mishtabe, for gazlan who? He's a gazlan. I mean, two Edom were made, that this person ate two of his behemoths. Now, a gazlan is, you know, he's not meisar a shvuot, a gazlan. A gazlan is choshed to swear sheker. So what are you saying? If we paskin leitrabchie, Mishtabe, he'll swear on the other 18. A gazlan doesn't swear. We kept him, to Edom a meyid that not he gave over to him, that he ate it. So he's a gazlan. A gazlan doesn't swear. A malay, shekinegdai kamina. I don't mean that he should swear. I mean the din is a person who is choshed on a shvuah, so the teiveya swears bimkaimoi and takes, and that's a shvuah anoitle. Let us see Rashi. Amalei Abai v'misal d'abchiyah mishtaba hai b'tmiyah. V'gazlanu, he's a gazlan. V'chiyom ha-rabchiyah b'milveh. That Rabchiyah said, that ados eidem is mechayiv, that's b'milveh, that is temutika mishtamet. Inam v'pekodin shloi sholach b'yad v'oven mimenu. A pekodin that he wasn't shaleich yad. And he got lost. The equal of my mesh, the muti mishtamet, that it means, could be his mishtamet, that what he's saying, that his kaifer is ishtamuti ka mishtamet. But a gazlan, so he's not a gazlan. But here, to aid them, I made it, that they saw me did. So he answered them, l'chshenek de kamina, im shvua motelis olov, Nishba shekinegdei v'noitel, kedamrinim b'shvuiz, shachoshud al shvuah tiknu chachomim shekinegdei nishba.